Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast episode number 30, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today I want to talk about accessibility on the web. I think it's super important if you're building any type of website or web app that you make it available for all of your users, including those with disabilities. So I'll explain what web accessibility means, why it's important, and how you'd be able to implement it yourself. So I think the best way for me to explain what it is to make an analog. Say you're an architect and you're making a library, and to get to the front door, you have stairs, right? And so majority of your customers that come in, they're able to walk up the stairs, they pick out a book, and you're all good. But then someone in a wheelchair comes along. They want to come along and pick out a book too, but because they're in a wheelchair, they have a disability, they're unable to get up the stairs. What can you do? Well, you can add a ramp. Now all of a sudden they can go up that ramp to the front door, and the library is accessible to them just like it is for any other user. So in terms of web accessibility, the way that you build your website could be potentially inaccessible to those with certain disabilities. The most common one is blindness, but even within blindness, there's different types. Like you could be colorblind, or maybe you don't see the contrast between colors very well. Maybe you just don't see certain colors very well, or you're just completely blind. No matter the case, your site should still look and work well under something called a screen reader. So essentially, a screen reader in this analog that I made is like the ramp. They're using, or I guess it's more of the wheelchair, but it's a different way to access your site. And so screen reader will just read out loud some of the text and different sections of the page, including images as well, but that's a thing, you have to code it properly. But it'll just read out loud everything on the page. They can also use the keyboard to tab through the page, because they don't have a use of a mouse if they're blind, right? So they have to access it in a different way. So they use their keyboard. Typically they'll hit the tab key and the arrow keys to navigate around the site, hit enter on links. And here's the thing, everything works, perfectly fine if you just build the website without doing anything crazy, anything custom. But let's say you have an image on the page and it's really important to the content, and so that then you have to add some alternate text for that image, and so that is actually part of accessibility. You're probably used to adding alternate text. Maybe you were already adding it for search engine optimization, but actually it's really useful for screen readers as well, because now they know, okay, this image has some alternate text. I'm able to tell you that it's the Google logo, or it's, this person's profile image, or it's some sort of chart, with these three bars, they're all like, 33% or something like that, right? So things like that, you're able to allow your site to still be accessible, not just to those with perfectly okay vision, but also those that are completely blind. And that's really great. I mean, you really don't want to discriminate against any of your users. There's actually something called ADA. It's the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so there's actually different laws that apply to different countries where you might get penalized for not having your site be accessible, because every piece of technology should be accessible to those with disabilities, right? We shouldn't have to discriminate against anyone. And so, so hopefully that explains like what a web accessibility is and why it's important. And then I already explained like the alternate text. There's a bunch of different things you can read up on accessibility. I think there's something called the ALLY project, and it's a11yproject.org. And basically there it gives you a bunch of great tips. I haven't made it myself, but there's a developer I know that built that. And it's a really cool website for learning more about accessibility, and hopefully you guys check it out. If you're a developer, definitely check out and read up more on accessibility. So thank you for listening to this episode. You can tweet me topic suggestions at SunnySync.io. Find me on the Anchor app, and I'll catch you guys later. Bye.